This is Chet Huntley. Someone once asked Will Rogers, is the field of humor crowded? Rogers replied, only when Congress is in session. Washington still has its humorists and wits in all branches of government. Philosophically, a politician seems to enhance his appeal to the voters if he has some ability with any of the various kinds of humor. Slapstick, puns, the knife-edged quip, homespun yarns, or the raw and earthy variety. They have all had their places in American political life. It is likely, too, that a president who can employ humor has an advantage. His audience rarely expects it of him, but it's ready to laugh with him at the most subtle sign or suggestion. Historically, while political wit and humor are not exclusive properties of us Americans, it is clear that we have advanced and refined the art more than any other people. It appears to have been with us from the earliest days. Benjamin Franklin charmed the court of France with his wit. Jackson had flashes of frontier humor. There was Lincoln, of course, and Theodore Roosevelt, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Alban Barkley, and so many more, who established the rich tradition of Washington humor as it sounds today. Here, for example, is the director of the Peace Corps, R. Sergeant Shriver, Jr., whose remarks took cognizance of the fact that he is a brother-in-law of the president.
There are quite a few things, actually, about this dynasty you all hear about that are not on the public record. And this morning I noticed in the papers, the Congressional Quarterly Report, that 57 of you editors have stated that the Kennedy family is going to be an important issue in the campaign. Well, I'd like to get one facet about the family straightened out here on the record, and that involves how I got this job to begin with. Frankly, I'd gone back to Chicago after the nomination, the snow and so on, and I was really enjoying myself for the first time in a long while. I had spent a solid week with my family for the first time in 2 years when the phone rang. It was the president on there, and he called a couple of times, and finally my wife said, Sarge, you've got to talk to Jack now. Remember, he's the president. And so I said, well, all right, I will. So about the third time I got on the phone, he said, listen, you've got to come down here to Washington to run the Peace Corps. I said, well, Mr. President, you know, I don't know anything about any Peace Corps. And he said, well, that's all right, neither does anybody else. And I said, but yes, but remember all the political debts you incurred during the campaign. Why don't you give this job to one of your political friends? And he said, listen, Sarge, the truth of the matter is that everybody thinks the Peace Corps is going to be one of the greatest fiascos in history. If it turns out that way, it's much easier to fire a relative than a political friend.